Thank you for tuning in. Today is Wednesday, March 11, 2018. Today should be a pretty quick episode as we don't have a lot to cover. Mark Zuckerberg pulled off a smooth appearance in a joint Senate hearing today, dodging most questions while maintaining an adequately patient vibe through 5 hours of varied but mostly tame questioning. We included a few articles in the description. Google is in talks to acquire Nokia OYJ's airplane broadband business as Alphabet seeks to tap into new services and reach more users by offering in-flight high-speed internet. VernetX Holding Corporation won $502.6 million against Apple after a federal jury in Texas said the maker of iPhones was infringing patents for secure communications, the latest twist in a dispute now in its eighth year. Instagram keeps on releasing new features. Try to go visit your favorite hashtag. You will likely see a change in the design. They also added a new portrait mode to most iPhones and Androids. Since we did not cover this when it originally happened, we thought we should share that popular streamer Tyler Ninja Blevins once again streamed Epic Games Fortnite with Drake on his personal Twitch channel this evening. The stream, which had more than 230,000 active viewers at one point, marks the second time the duo have paired up in the Battle Royale shooter, following a landmark stream last month with NFL player Juju Smith-Schuster and rapper Travis Scott that broke the record for the most viewed live stream on Twitch. As of 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time, Ninja and Drake had secured at least one duo's victory, and they decided to play one more before Drake had to go to work. The final game the pair played involved Drake pledging to donate $5,000 to Ninja stream if he secured victory, which he did with an eye-popping 16 kills. Drake said he was a man of his word, and asked for the appropriate details to donate the money. Not a bad for a couple games of Fortnite. Police in India have a bad reputation for extortion and bribery, but in a first, the policemen have gone rather tech-savvy in their approach. They are ditching fiat for Bitcoin. 8 policemen have been arrested by the Criminal Investigation Department in the Indian state of Gujarat for allegedly extorting 200 BTC from a businessman, reported Indian National Daily Hindustan Times. Shailesh Bhatt, a local businessman, had filed a complaint against the policemen alleging abduction and extortion. The accused comprised 3 more people other than the policemen, including a lawyer and an agent, who acted as a fixer between the policemen and the businessman. Following the complaint, 2 of the accused policemen have already been arrested while the rest have gone underground, said the director general of the Gujarat. For the first time, Japan's financial watchdog has released data about the cryptocurrency trading boom in the country, substantiating its status as a leading Bitcoin hub. At least 3.5 million people were trading cryptocurrency on Japan's 17 domestic exchanges as of the end of March this year, according to CoinDesk's translation of statistics from the country's financial services agency. The vast majority, 84%, are between the ages of 20 and 40. The regulatory body also revealed that the trading volume of Bitcoin in Japan swelled from $22 million in March 2014 to $97 billion in March 2017. Meanwhile, trading on margins, credit and futures of Bitcoin as an underlying asset soared from $2 million in 2014 to $543 billion in 2017. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.